Leonard Kleinrock had made a proposition to the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency to run what was called the Network Measurement Center for the then brand new idea called ARPANET, which was a packet switched wide area communication system based on what at the time were considered broadband telecommunication links, in this case 50 kilobit per second connections. Of course, what you get today with a dial-up modem, but back then it required a half refrigerator size unit and 12 telephone lines lashed together as a unit. Kleinrock was very much involved in Larry Roberts' decision to pursue packet switched communications as the basis for what was called the ARPANET. There are a lot of other characters involved as well, but I realize this is supposed to be more about my career as opposed to everyone else's careers. But these people had a tremendous impact on me. Larry Roberts had been at Lincoln Laboratories and was doing experiments with, I think it was Tom Merrill, M-A-R-I-L-L, linking the TX2 machine at MIT to the Q32 machine at System Development Corporation in Santa Monica, California. This is around 1966. So this was a little bit before I actually got to UCLA. They demonstrated over rather low bandwidth connection that packet switching might work between two computers with dissimilar operating systems. So in the summer of 1968, Larry Roberts, actually, in that time frame, it must have been Bob Taylor, who was then the Information Processing Techniques Office director, proposed to the then ARPA director that a network should be built that would connect the various computers that ARPA was paying for at different university campuses, so that from a single terminal you could get access to all of them instead of having separate and distinct terminals to connect to each computer independently.